But I wanted so bad to do a tab.
A tab?
A tab.
Yeah. Oh, a tab.
You wanted to drink tab?
I know.
No. Really?
I mean, did they sell all that crap?
They're hard to get.
Lemony cola with zero calories?
That's right.
What do you mean you wanted to do a tab, Val?
You know what I'm talking about.
I got it.
I got it right away.
White rabbit.
Sorry.
Come on. White rabbit.
You still don't get it?
No.
Just
LSD?
Huh?
LSD.
Oh, a tab. Well, if you said a tab of acid, I would know what you're talking about.
We all thought he meant the soda.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. I don't feel bad for not knowing what the hell you're talking about.
I did, right away.
Actually, it's brilliant marketing. Tab soda.
Exactly. Right. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, my mother's mustache. Are they ready?
They're ready. They're coming in
15 minutes.
Yeah.
Right on.
Say 2:15.
Okay.
Spotlight on Keith's arms. Spotlight on Stu's arms.
We'll be right back. you to get down on my honey right now. I bet you won't get down on my knees for your baby. It's not one of those. Well, I'm just talking about the midnight. Dear, you see me shut the bed, you know. I'm called a hit and run, raper in anger, or just a knife sharpen, chippy choe, or just a shoot him dead, brain bell, ganger. Everybody got to go. Woo! If you ever see the midnight rambler, that is patted down your Bible hall. That is bouncing like a prayer back bander. Yeah, you can say I told you so.
When it go round in circles, fly high like a bird up in the sky. Will it go round in circle? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? I got a dance, ain't got no steps, no. I'm gonna let the music move me around. I've got a dance, I ain't got no steps. Let the music move me around. Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? Well, to my friends. I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friend. When it go round and circle, when it fly high like a bird up in the sky, when it go round and circle, when it fly high like a bird. Go round in circles. When it fly high like a bird up in the sky.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's a crash course for the Ravers show. And hey, I have my mother's mustache here. What's up, guys?
How's it going?
Good. Good. I'm at my favorite place to be, so it's good.
It's always good.
All right. What are you guys up to? Where are you from?
I'm from Bellingham. Will's from Franklin.
It's
and
Joe. Joe, go ahead and say your names.
My name's Joe Saborn, and I play guitar and vocals.
Yep.
I'm Will. I play the bass guitar.
Right on. Hey, we got a call. Maybe you got a question for you already. MFO, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. This is Jim Tiso calling, friend of Ross the Bosses from The Dictators NYC. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Nothing. How you doing, man?
Hey, okay? Yeah, I just got to put these guys on hold for a second. We have Ross the Boss from The Dictators. Sorry, guys. Are you playing tonight at Great Scott, right?
At the Great Scott, yeah. Let me put you on with Ross. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. I have to take this.
Yeah, it's all good.
Hello?
We'll just go further with yours. Hello, Ross?
Hey, yes.
What's up? It's Brian
How
Young.
You? Hey, Brian, what's up?
Not much. Doing my show. Heard you guys playing at Great Scott.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes, we're playing tonight. It's actually sold out.
Nice. Who's opening up?
We have The Land, a couple of other groups, Nature. I think, and it's one other band, I think. They played with us last night. We had an awesome night in Newport last night. Sold out again. Amazing, yeah.
Awesome.
We're looking forward to Boston. We always love coming here and playing, and, you know, people are so fantastic.
How are The Dictators doing? Are you guys doing any new stuff, or...?
Yes, we have a new single out. It's called Supply and Demand that me and Mr. Manitoba wrote and our bass player produced.
Nice.
We're working on another song. We do like a single. We're doing a couple of singles with B-sides, live B-sides.
Good.
And possibly an EP next year or an album, you know, see how it goes. And we've been touring a lot in Europe, maybe 80 shows recently. We have a possible South American run coming up at the end of April, and 22 shows in Europe in August.
Sounds awesome, man. Hey,
yeah.
I have a band on right now, but I'll definitely play Dictators in a little bit, okay?
Okay, that's fantastic.
All right, and yeah, keep me informed. Speaking of supply and demand, you know, send me your stuff.
Okay, just send this phone the forwarding address, and we'll be glad to send it to you.
Right. I can probably find you on Facebook, huh?
Yeah, Facebook, Ross Friedman, Ross the Boss. You can't use nicknames on Facebook anymore.
I know. So you're Ross Friedman?
Yes.
Okay, Ross.
And we're looking forward to meeting everybody, getting around, because The Dictators were searching, and there's no stopping it now, so we're having a great time.
Well, we're big fans. Thanks a lot, Ross.
Okay.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye. Sorry about that, guys. I thought it was unexpected. I think Cal mentioned he might be calling in, but I didn't know for sure. Back to my mother's mustache. We have Joe and Will.
Yep.
And where did you say you're from?
We're from like the Bellingham, Greater Milford area.
Nice. Nice. What? Any CDs out? I keep saying CDs. No one really makes them anymore, I guess. But
well, we've got a CD coming out.
Okay, good.
We make them.
Good.
Solely. No, we've got a CD coming out at the beginning of March. We recorded down in Narragansett at Studio B.
Mm-hmm.
And we did the whole record live. So we just kind of set up amps, set up microphones, you know, shot through tunes, and then...
Yeah.
So that's in post-production. We're getting it all wrapped up, and that'll come out in March.
That sounds great. Keep us in the know. Make sure we get a copy.
Definitely.
All right. What are you going to start with today?
We're going to start with a tune that I wrote about a year and a half. Oh, God, it's been 2 years now. When Lou Reed passed away, I wrote a tune because I had been listening to a ton of Lou Reed. I was playing in a band called Blue Rain at the time.
I love them. And we love the Lou Reed and the Velvet Underground here. They're tops.
I caught on really late, but we started doing a tune called Sweet Jane, the version off Rock and
Who
Roll.
Who doesn't know that?
Off
yeah.
Rock and Roll Animal. And I had to sit as a bass player and learn all the parts. And so I started really digging into him and sort of wrote this song just after he passed away. So this mm-hmm. is a tune called Summer Song.
Okay, great. It's My Mother's Mustache on WMFO.
Mm-hmm.
playing a show at a place down the road. And the moonlight was shining in my face. She was standing there in the front row, smoking and laughing and feeling alright. And we danced all night to a summer song, while the winter winds blew down the door. And then she turned and she smiled at me, and we went back to her home in the sky. I was walking around down the road, and the moonlight was shining in my face. She was standing there with a cigarette in her lips, smoking and laughing and feeling alright. And we danced all night to a summer song, while the winter winds blew down the door. And then she turned and she smiled at me, and we're back to her home in the sky. Well, the leaves were cold and the nights were long. The next time that she came to my door, so I grabbed my bag and my guitar, followed her out in search of more. And we danced all night to a summer song, while the winter winds blew down the door. And then she turned and she smiled at me, and we're back to her home in the sky. And we danced all night to a summer song, while the winter winds blew down the door. And then she turned and she smiled at me, and we're back to her home in the sky.
Great stuff, man.
Oh, thanks, man.
What was that song called?
That's the tune called Summer Song.
Summer Song.
Yep.
Very good.
Well, thank you.
Gets you in the mood for spring.
You guys use that electric, right?
Yeah, we usually play as a trio, and we had planned on that, but our drummer, unfortunately, has taken ill with the plague, so.
He bailed.
Yeah, we had a big show in Manchester last night that had to get canceled. So,
We're bumming a
little. Sorry, guys. What do you have coming up?
Tonight we are down at a brand new place for us called Jalapenos in Bellingham, Massachusetts, in my hometown. And then in the next few weeks, next weekend, we're in Somerville at PA's Lounge on Friday night with the Deaf Cats and the Secret Rhythm Project. And then the week after that, we're down at the Spot in Providence, Rhode Island, with a couple of really cool bands. We're going to be there on Valentine's
Day. What's the venue in Providence?
The Spot Underground.
Oh.
It's down next to the Coliseum now. It's
maybe Jimmy knows where that is. Where did Jimmy go?
I don't know.
He's out and about. Taking a dump. What do you have next for us, Joe?
We're going to do a tune called I Can Never Tell.
Sounds great. I'm ready when you are.
One, two, three.
Thank you.
can never tell if you're with me or against me. I won't even know till the story's over if it turned out how you planned. Did we win or did we lose? Why are we even fighting? And for who? Was it worth the war? Did we get what we came for? Do you even know? I can never tell if it's worth all the waiting. Guess I just can't see why you were never there for me. Why come back at all? I don't wanna see the thing you wanted me to try my best to be. It's where I make my stand, where I let go of your hand forevermore. Or should I let you choose what is it to you, who I will become? Walk right off the edge, fly right back again, straight and true. I can never tell if it's worth all the waiting. Guess I just can't see why you were never there for me. Why come back at all? This is not an apology from my heart to you. I won't pretend at all. This is not an apology from my heart to you. Not at all. I can never tell if it's worth all the waiting. Guess I just can't see why you were never there for me. Why come back at all? I can never tell if you're with me or against me. Guess I just can't see why you were never there for me. Why come back at all? 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 And why come back at all?
Nice.
Awesome. My Mother's Mustache right here on the Crash Course for the Reavers. Hey, if you got a question for the guys, Joe or Will, 617-627-3800 is the number. Why come back at all? Is that what you're saying?
Why come back at all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I like to.
That's fair. That might even be fair enough.
Fair's the best way.
What do you have for us next, guys?
We're going to do a tune called Long Winter.
All right. It's I guess we haven't been hit hard. We haven't been hit hard at all this year, but
practically just became winter.
But yeah. But you know what? I was still sick of last year. Last year was so bad.
Getting a break this year's been nice.
We deserved it.
We do deserve it. That is true.
Okay, let's hear it.
One day I went walking, boots
boots crunching in the snow. Was so long I had to wonder, were the fires down below? I remember singing softly, felt the wind blow in the trees, and I listened to the soft sound of rain upon the leaves. Seasons, they will change. Sunlight turns to rain. The winters melt away into a brighter day. She poured another pot of coffee, another pot of tea for me. We danced around the kitchen sink, and we wondered who we'd be. As the days grew ever clearer, as the time to fly drew near, we made up our minds to be ourselves, no matter the time of year. The seasons that will change. Sunlight turns to rain. The winters melt away to a brighter day. Though I know we'll be together, still sometimes it's cold outside. Know there's nasty weather, know that spring will come in time. It'll come in time. And the seasons that will change. Sunlight turns to rain. The winters melt away into a brighter day. Seasons that will change. Sunlight turns to rain. Winners melt away into a brighter day.
That's called Long Winter.
Well, thank you very, very much for coming in, guys. And you didn't bring any CDs. You don't have anything on
CD
yet.
We've got nothing on CD. However, we encourage everyone to go to Facebook, facebook.com/mymothersmustache. Mustache is spelled M-O-U-S-T-A-C-H-E. That's M-O-U-S-T-A-C-H-E.
Yes, the correct way.
The correct way. Yeah. Not the Americanized way. And give us a like on Facebook. We got shows coming up. They're all posted there. We've also got some videos up on YouTube. Again, if you search My Mother's Mustache, it pops up. So we've got some live stuff and some stuff from in the studio when we were shooting and recording the record.
Absolutely. I mean, great. I mean, send me what when it's done. Send us what you have.
Definitely.
Bring it on in. You can visit, you know.
Of course.
Right on. And thanks to Vin for introducing me to you, too.
Thanks to Vin for introducing me to a lot of people here. It's been really cool to work with him and work with you guys. We have a ton of fun every time we come in.
We speak of Vin Magazzini. He does a great show after mine, Acoustic Sailing. So, yeah, listen to him, too. Don't go away after this show. We're here till 4, anyway. So, if you have your requests, call in 617-627-3800.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
My mother's mustache. It's some dictators.
I don't know any mothers with mustaches.
I'm
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Liars featuring Steve Beaters there. Don't chew food.
Oh, you can hear that?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, very loud.
Wow.
It's a mint. So before I get from the exec board, you're not supposed to eat in there. It's just a mint.
Yeah, it's a mint.
But actually, if you do quality control, that's one way we can get volunteer hours is doing quality control and listening to other shows.
Really?
One of the questions is, can you hear anyone audibly eating in the studio?
And then what happens?
I don't know. It'll be
classy.
A strike against us, I guess.
You're going to get a spanking.
Al brought chili today, but I didn't eat it.
So just don't do it.
Yeah, bring it home.
Eating is like swearing. Just think of that.
They don't ask about anything else, like do they burp or anything like that. You know, it's just
they
eating.
They ask if they swore.
Swearing and eating. But you could make
I can
any
still
other...
hear you doing something.
That's not me. It was...
Oh, was it?
It was just
okay.
The...
What was I doing?
I don't know.
Just being you.
Okay.
It's a ghost.
Like I was saying, that was Liars featuring Steve Beaters. Here's a Heart. And Liars are playing tonight. That's where I'm going to be. That's why I couldn't tell the Dictators. I'll see you there.
Conflict of interest.
Right. Some people are seeing both shows, so you can try and do that, but I'll be at Liars, and they're playing at Middle East. Should be a great show. Downstairs. And
they are downstairs?
Yeah.
Why do they think upstairs? They are downstairs band, though.
Right. I've actually introduced them downstairs before. I don't think Jeff Conley remembered. He was in here a couple of weeks ago.
No.
That's why I didn't bring it up. He'd be like, what are you talking about?
I think it was a little early for Jeff, maybe.
A
little bit.
It was actually a real kids show, and they asked if I would introduce them, so I did, and Liars were the warm-up band. And yeah.
Didn't he say he did not need an introduction to you?
I don't know, but that was a different time.
Okay.
That was at...
Rosebud?
Rosebud, when I was booking bands there,
don't
right?
Need your introduction.
Something like that.
Need your introduction, Brian.
But he actually let me introduce him at Middle East, which is bigger, so that's cool. Here's some more Liars. If you don't know who they are, get out from under that rock and check them out at the Middle East tonight.